think you picked the wrong one there, Brian.
Oh, well. Is that intro?
Yeah, I tamper in the morning is the first one, but that's all right. We'll just jump
on. Use your imagination, people. You know what it says.
Let's crank that volume down some so we can get going here.
All right.
Anyway, welcome to episode 227 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking some beer, talking what's going on. I do apologize for our technical issues we've had. Plus, I missed a week because I was very sick. I sounded like RFK Jr. for like 5 days. I finally figured out how to share sound through my computer, but it shares it super quiet. So Brian had to try it again.
And I screwed it up.
And,
we started the show. Things. I know which one to play for the end of the show now. I got it queued up and ready to go.
Well, Peter Higgs has died, and most people probably never heard of this man. He was 94 years old when he died. He was the one who came up with the idea of the Higgs boson particle, the God particle.
Okay.
Well, basically, it's what creates mass from energy. Very interesting theory, and they've been looking for it in CERN for years and years now. Someone else died.
Yeah.
Well, OJ has died.
Yep.
Oh, and he lost to cancer, I guess?
Yeah, he died from cancer.
I don't care that much.
No, I don't either. He's old news.
Yeah.
I've heard so many different theories about whether he did it or didn't do it. I don't care. You know, that was it doesn't matter. The people are dead, and he went to prison for one thing or another, and blah, blah, blah. You know, let God sort it out, not me.
Yeah. And Karine Jean-Pierre had something to say. I honestly don't care what she had to say. I'm surprised someone shared
because
this.
She's the White House press secretary.
Why was she talking about OJ dying anyway?
I don't know. But she talks about everything.
Yeah, apparently. Hey, remember that shooting in Michigan? Mm-hmm. And they were trying to charge the parents with negligence?
They did?
Yeah, they got like 15 years for manslaughter, not child negligence. Are you now telling me that you're responsible for the actual crimes of someone else versus just monetary damages?
I think this is a slippery slope. If this doesn't get overturned somewhere along the way, it's going to be a problem in the future because everybody's going to start charging everybody's parents for whatever their kids do.
I'm putting these two in prison for 15 years because their kid did something stupid isn't even punishing the person who really did the stupid thing.
No. Uh-uh.
Now, granted, these folks deserve something.
They should be charged with, you know, child neglect or something like that. I mean, this falls right in line with the story coming up next, you know. But
almost like I put effort into the way I put the these in
you
order.
You do
huh?
Put effort into it. You work on this for hours. But it's just, and if they talked about this on the No Agenda show too, you know, this is an issue that if we let it go, there ain't no stopping it.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, every gang member's parent, white or black, will be being held responsible for all the actions of their gang children.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So what about all these 14-year-olds that are joining gangs in like South Central Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Are the parents going to be responsible for all the crime these kids are committing? And if so, that's going to change things real quick once black families start being imprisoned for the acts of their children. Anyway, Richneck, this was a Virginia thing, right?
With I think he's popping up.
I don't have access to this. I don't have a subscription to these guys. I was like, I think that was this other one.
Yeah, I don't have access to a lot of the things you share either. So
interesting.
Because I don't pay for subscriptions.
Neither do I. I just never signed up for them.
But yeah, this they had a grand jury investigation, and this report came out that basically they're saying that The assistant principal and the principal locked the doors of their office and left people standing in the hallway, including the grandmother of one of the kids in school.
After the kid shot their teacher.
Yeah, when the shooting started, they locked the doors and didn't care about anybody else in the building, like the people that are actually standing in the hallway.
Well, here's the question that has to come up. Was that official policy and procedure? The
I'm
shelter in
not
place.
leaving it. Would you leave a grandmother in the hallway when there's a shooting
I
going
didn't
on?
say otherwise, but
We'll definitely find out here real soon. Of course, you do realize that neither one of those people are employed by the Newport News school system anymore, so.
well, there you go. Because this, well, this it reminded me of the Derek Chauvin thing, because with the George Floyd and the knee on the back of the shoulder by the neck, that was trained to them. That was proper procedure. Chauvin could have used more force. He could have easily used his taser without any repercussions. And the fact that he was prosecuted for using the procedure that he was trained on means that the people that trained him should be the ones facing charges. And if this is the procedure at the school, is to lock the doors and wait for the cops to come and say it's safe, then it should be able to put the procedure in place that's responsible and not the individuals enacting the procedure, you know? Just my two cents, because you never know what's going on, especially once guns start popping off, you know what I mean?
And then
But
they
yeah, you
also, in this probe, they also found out that the reason why more people weren't injured is because the 6-year-old didn't have the hand strength to get it to reload properly. So the gun
Yeah,
actually
jammed.
jammed.
Yeah, I needed exactly. He couldn't clear the jam. Now, here's a question. What should this kid's mother did get in trouble, right? For child neglect?
Yes, and drug
Okay.
charges.
And drug charges, but not manslaughter. Interesting stuff here. Different states, though, Michigan to Virginia. What's up with you and people shooting? I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. Every news article we bring up that's about somewhere you live or used to live, there's someone getting shot or something terrible happening. Like this vape shop in Williamsburg. First of all, the guy's name is Islam. Did you see that?
No.
His name is like Islam Saeed.
Nice.
Yeah, he got busted for pounds of drugs and like seven weapons, and three of them were quote AR-15 style, which
We
still not.
already know that they probably aren't, and they don't even know what they're talking about when it comes to that, though, so.
Well, I don't know what AR-15 style means. Does that mean semi-automatic rifle?
Exactly.
Or does it mean scary looking?
Probably scary looking would be more appropriate.
Anyway, you guys got more whale issues down there still.
They're saying it looks like a lot of them are getting hit by boats.
Really? Why is this so much more now than before?
I guess we got more boats. I don't know.
Very interesting. We had a whale pop up around here recently. That like wasn't supposed to, and I don't remember what. I was going to share it, but I didn't care enough to share it to the local thing for Massachusetts.
And we talked about this a couple of like last episode we were on, where this canine dog was stabbed to death at a prison here in Virginia by gang members. Well, the governor, maybe we didn't talk about it, but the governor has come back out and said that there people are going to get more prison time for this.
Well, yeah, you killed a cop. Obviously, you're going to spend more time in prison. You just extended your stay by like 10 years because you stabbed a dog. Come on, man. You're a dumbass. Hey, we've been talking about how we're going to see more vigilante justice as more and more police are being throttled and defunded, right? Like, especially with the squatter thing we talked about. Apparently, Norfolk residents got up and stopped a woman from being carjacked. I don't care for vigilante justice, but if the cops aren't going to do anything to protect the people need to do something. You know? And this is what we've been saying for years. Get a gun. Get a gun, get a gun. When seconds matter, the police are minutes away and they're just gonna stand there and watch anyway.
Yep.
Well, Massachusetts, check this out. First human to get a pig kidney transplant has been released from the hospital.
Yeah, I saw that. That's insane.
So this ought to be interesting to see how this goes.
How long do they live?
I'm
Didn't the
just curious,
first
why are we
pig out
using
of the pig
pigs?
heart only last like a few months?
Why couldn't we use like a chimpanzee or an orangutan? Like something that's closer to a human. Is it the heart too big or something?
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. And the Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, used to play for the Patriots.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes. With Brady at both
Of
places.
course. Of course. Oh,
He just upgraded the weight room at a Boston school. And I saw a video of him online. Actually, it was on the news. Dude, he wants to put $250,000 into this workout gym for this high school, whatever it is. It's nice, like it's really nice. Nicer than most gyms I've worked out at, let alone one in a high school, you know? So that'll be good for the sports teams and everyone else. So the Boston Marathon's coming up.
Yes, it is.
They're asking people to quote be safe. I don't know what that means. Like, does
Is
that mean
that
don't build pressure
is
cooker
that
bombs?
something, if you see something, say something kind of thing?
Could you imagine what would have happened before the bombs went off if someone said, "Hey, I see some shady-looking Arab dudes sneaking around"? What the
It
fuck would
wouldn't
have happened?
go over very well.
No, yeah, exactly. Oh, racist, racist! Boom! Oh, maybe we should have listened to that guy. But they always say, "See something, say something." Unless, of course, their skin's a different color than yours, or they worship a different god, or they identify as a freaking yellow brick road.
Exactly.
On to West Virginia here.
I started finding West Virginia stories for you.
It's funny because the same story popped up in my feed because apparently there's only like 100,000 of these things left. And with the Allegheny rat, supposedly more closely related to a mouse than a rat, but somebody managed to catch one on, well, not catch one, catch footage of one on his trail cam.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're never seen anymore. They're thought to be all but extinct.
They didn't think they were this far north anymore.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, you
Yeah.
know? All right.
Da da da. We really need to
Right.
come up with some theme music for these things.
I've tried that before. It's a lot. I
All
had sound effects and everything. It was a lot to keep up with.
right.
But
Our
yeah, no.
favorite president of all time.
Yes, I'm gonna
President
grab a beer
Joe
before we get into this
Biden.
stuff.
Hunter Biden lost his bid to miss gun charges in federal court. Big surprise, big surprise. So he will go to court and he will get a slap on the wrist, and nothing will really happen to him because his last name is Biden.
Oh,
And
his gun charges.
yeah, he'll go to court, but it'll be a slap on the wrist. Nothing will really
Well,
happen.
they wanted it dismissed because it was obviously a political witch hunt. And it's like, shut the fuck up, dude. You
He
threw a
lied
gun
on an
away.
application.
Yeah, you lied on a federal application to
That's what
own a
they got
firearm.
the girl, the mother of the 6-year-old here in Newport News on. You know, was she lied on an application because was she had a gun and they found marijuana all over her house and drug paraphernalia to go with it.
But then he threw it away in a trash can across the street from a elementary school.
That's a good place for it.
It's a gun-free zone. I don't understand how he got the gun in there. Shouldn't the firmament have stopped him?
No, just because it's a gun-free zone doesn't mean guns don't exist there.
Oh, so you say bad guys don't care about the laws.
Oh, they definitely don't. They prefer it when there's laws like that in place because that means they've got the only guns around.
Yeah, and the school resource officer, who, let's be real, is usually a fat, old, out of shape dude who's there to like make the kids feel better about there being a police officer on campus. You know what I mean? Who can radio for help in a hurry?
Right.
Yeah, like, Oh shoot, the resource officer that was at Uvalde didn't get involved at all. He like ran away, didn't he?
Yeah, he went the other direction.
Yeah, and then
He's
the
no
cops at
longer
a
employed as a resource officer.
yeah, did we ever give that Border Patrol guy a medal for saving the day?
This was during Trump.
Think it was.
Then
This
he would
the
have got something.
because
He
yeah,
would have got
remember
recognized.
it was
Yeah.
a Border Patrol agent who was getting a haircut when he heard that this was happening and like borrowed the barber's shotgun and ran in and stopped it.
Yeah. Before
Ran right past the cops, like, no. He's like,
the
shut up.
I'm going in. My kid's in there.
Right?
Yep. Well, and then we got
He's
our
making more shit
favorite
up.
plagiarist in chief saying
And
that,
liar.
and liar. Yep. This, we can start our own segment of this. He's once again saying that he was the first person in his family to go to college. And he
Yeah.
also is, it's just insane.
It's funny. We're digging through some old family stuff that's in the house, trying to decide what we're keeping, what we're getting rid of, and all that stuff as the dumpster shows up Monday to clean out. The wife goes, "Did you know your great grandfather was a doctor?" And I was like, "Well, yeah." She goes, "Well, why didn't you have him tell me this?" I was like, "Because he wasn't a medical doctor. He's a doctor of theology." I was like, there's nothing wrong with that, but like, what do you do with a theologian PhD?
Well, you become a preacher, you know.
You don't need to be a doctor to be a priest or a minister, you know?
I know, but some people do it. Some people like education, so
I do
they just
too.
they like learning.
But
I
that's
miss.
just I doctor of theology, that's just one you don't hear very often, you know what I mean? But yeah, she's like, oh yeah, all right.
Hey, he's finally coming on board. He's been working on this for
Wapo.
the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, my computer's slow.
See, I just got a new one. I'm still trying to make it work right.
No, I don't want to get rid of this one because it got a bunch of connections.
No, I solved that. I
The
solved that
hub,
problem with a splitter.
USB hub.
Yeah, it's
I like mine.
Knox Gear. It's got four USB plugins.
Well, it's not even that. I got HDMI. I got for printers. I got the Ethernet cable.
How many printers you got?
How much you
How
plug your
many
printer
Ethernet?
in?
You got an Ethernet cable hookup for it, so you plug it into the internet directly to the router?
Yeah.
All right. I do the same thing with my laptop, but the router's sitting right next to me, so.
No. This is a Wi-Fi right now, but I got the option if I want to.
No, I mean, I literally am running off of an Ethernet cable. My
My
speed is
router's
like
really
20
far away.
times faster than yours.
Yeah, my
Well,
router's really far away.
and that's why we can live stream this and record at the same time through your computer, and I can be Wi-Fi over here.
Yeah,
Eating up Brian's bandwidth over here. Joe, it's people starting to realize Joe's a liar,
nobody
and he.
cares anymore. It's
I don't
pathetic
know,
that.
man. The progressives are like protest voting, like no, none of these or
But
none of the
will it really
above.
matter in the general electorate when general election when there's him and Trump are going to be the main candidates on there? Sure, RFK is going to be on there, and there's going to be the Green Party. There's no labels person because they couldn't find people dumb enough to be a Republican and a Democrat on the same ticket, you know? Even if they can't get Mitt Romney or Chris Christie to volunteer to do it, they ain't getting nobody.
Chris Christie.
Crispy donut.
He's a barrel of laughs, isn't he?
He's a
But
barrel of
yeah, I mean,
something.
yeah, exactly. Big barrel of shit. But yeah, tens of thousands of them are voting protest votes on, like you said, on the primary ticket,
Yeah.
though. That's a hey Joe, smarten the fuck up.
Yeah.
Not
Oh,
a I'm not gonna vote for you.
actually, somebody else won a primary because of that reason, you know, in one of the states.
Really, where?
Well, maybe they didn't win, but yeah, they had to win because it said there were
Oh,
more
yeah.
votes for the protest voter than there was for Biden in the primary.
Well, that just means that I choose not, or none of the above beat Joe Biden. That happened in a couple of
Yeah,
states.
these nuts.
I still can't believe D's nuts beat the libertarian candidate that time. Oh, what the hell?
The most ridiculous claim ever. The numbers of Republicans registered in Florida is like double at least what there are in Dems now. There is no way they're flipping Florida, no matter how hard they try.
Or I meant to put that, but oh well. Yeah, I don't know what he's. It's all he's thinking. He's gonna get him through.
They can
Is he?
spend money on ads down there if they want, you know, but it's just a waste of money.
Well, once he
Now,
started getting these illegal migrants to vote.
that would definitely help, but you know,
I mean,
a
you
lot
offer him
of
free.
illegal migrants down there are from Cuba,
And you
and
don't want them voting.
yeah, because they ain't gonna vote them.
No, they're going to vote as far away from socialism as they can.
Yeah, because they've escaped it and they got relatives still living in it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, that's bad stuff. Yeah, and now he's talking, well, not even talking. Finally, the Supreme Court's probably going to hear Joe Biden's get out to vote crap when he's basically
They
having
got
every
mad, didn't
federal.
they? Because they realized it might help the Republicans too.
Well, they want federal agents to send out registration cards and mail or ballots to like every citizen that it's legal to. And it's like, what? No, you can't do that. And but the thing is, your Republican states typically don't allow universal mail-in voting. So
No.
you're just going to hand a ballot to every Democrat in the country, basically.
But most of the Republican states have signed on for regular early voting. So, you know, like 30 days in advance, you can go to a central location and vote, you know, anytime.
I'm
So,
still not sure what I think of this early voting thing. I don't
well,
like the
I mean,
mail.
I'd rather early vote in person than do the universal mail-in vote because look at how long it takes Washington State and California that have nothing but mail-in voting to count their ballots and get us the results.
Yeah, all of a sudden it flipped overnight because they had 600,000
Yeah, because you're
votes
gonna
getting
have
the other way.
mail-in ballots just sitting by waiting, you know. Oh, we don't have enough mail-ins. Bring in that other box. We
Yeah,
got
or
it now.
pull the one up from under the table there because we need one more box.
Yeah, exactly. Mail-in voting does absolutely nothing for election integrity. Well, it does, but not in a positive way.
Well, yeah, we talked about how my brother asked me to go because he dropped his vehicle off here to take a trip. I don't even remember where. A trip somewhere. Maybe a cruise or something. I don't know. But he asked me to go into his car and take out his mail-in vote ballot. Fill it out for him and sign it and mail it in because he forgot to. And I was like, that's a
No.
f I was like, no, that's a felony. He's like, oh, come on. I was like, no, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. You told me no, it'll never ever happen. No one's that stupid. And now you're asking me to break the law and do this stupid
And
stuff.
my own brother is telling me to do the
Yeah.
exact thing.
So my godmother, our aunt, came and took it out of his car and mailed it for him instead.
Yep, that's on her.
I made sure to tell. I was like, I'm not going to stop you and I'm not going to call the cops, but I do hope you realize this is a felony. This
What'd she
is
say?
voter fraud.
What'd she say?
She's like, it's not voter fraud. I was like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
This is what voter fraud is. You're voting for someone
Did
else.
she sign his name on the
Yeah,
ballot?
she forged
Oh
his signature and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, that's that there ain't nothing but voter fraud there, you know.
I didn't point that out. I was like, you're forging his name to this ballot.
Yeah.
She didn't see a problem though because it went the way she wanted it to go.
But how
Remember, my
like
brother voted for Bernie
how we
Sanders for
got so
senator.
disconnected from this, dude?
What's that?
How we got so disconnected from knowing that this is a fucking crime, dude? I guess you have to send some people to jail to let it fucking sink in, dude.
Because they have to deny it's voter fraud and they have to deny it's a crime to therefore make it sound
No,
like
no, 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 no.
all
But
no, they have to say this or else. Or else you have to admit there's widespread voter fraud because even the average Joe does it, which means we have to have a closer look at the system. And they refuse to have that
I'm saying
because they're
like
cheating.
the family members like, no, this is never gonna happen. And they fucking literally doing their face like they don't fucking see it. Like, how can you not see it? You know?
Oh, it's a cognitive dissonance. They say it'll never happen, just like they used to say. Abortion safe, legal, and rare. No one's having abortions at 8.5 months.
No, everybody's fucking having an
And
abortion.
now you bring it up, and like, oh, you're just some kind of bigot, misogynist. It's like, what? These are your words. These are Hillary Clinton's words from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And if no one's having an abortion at 8.5 months because they just changed their mind, then let's go ahead and make it illegal. If it's not
Yeah.
effect, if it's affecting literally zero people, just make the Republicans feel better and make it look like you gave them a win.
Well, I don't think either one of us put it in
Doctor.
here, but Arizona Supreme Court just, said
Oh.
that a law from like, what was
18
it,
So Arizona
18?
is a state.
Yeah.
No, territory.
That it can go back into effect because Roe v. Wade was ruled unconstitutional.
And this
And
is just
everybody's freaking out about it, and it's like, I don't know.
basically saying you're only allowed to get an abortion if it's directly going to affect the life of the mother.
I didn't even know if that exemption was in there.
Yes, that's
Okay.
the only thing, and it's the only way you're going to get an abortion is if you're going to die or be seriously maimed because of this.
And no, the only one you have to blame is Democrats, because like before this Roe v. Wade got overturned, the state of Mississippi is the one that came out with a law for abortion, and they're the one that raised hell. Like, hey, you cannot make this a Mississippi illegal abortion. So it went up all the way to Supreme Court, and they decided, like, you know what? We're not gonna side for this. It's going back to the states. And that's the
Yeah.
only reason we're in the connect where we are right now.
Well,
Because they
this
kept pushing, they
isn't,
kept
I
pushing.
mean, this is
Yeah.
great for, the hardcore anti-abortion people, but it's also a huge campaign thing for the Dems because, once again, this puts abortion back on the ballot, because everybody says that, oh, because it's down to the states now, nobody, there's going to be an, and they're also saying when Trump, if Trump gets reelected, he's going to sign a national abortion ban,
So now we're gonna put it to the test. What's more important, like having a good economy, cheap gas, or fucking being a slut with abortions?
Well, I mean, President Trump already came out and said that's not a thing. He wants it to stay at the state's level. He
Yeah.
said some states will have, lax abortion rules, and other states will have more strict ones. It's
And
a state
the
right
damn cannot be
issue.
happy
That's
about it.
what the that's how the Constitution was written, and let's try to stick to it a little bit once in a while.
I think a lot of your anti-abortion slash pro-right Republicans have no balls on this one. If you genuinely believe abortion is murder, but then you say we're going to give it to the states to decide who gets to commit murder, I think that's messed up. If you genuinely believe abortion is murder, then you shouldn't allow anyone to do it. Unless, of course, someone's life is on the line. Same thing, self-defense. I'm not saying that's my stance. I'm just saying that some of these hardcore Republicans, I'm surprised haven't gone that way. But they're so worried. Well, your average Republican politician is more concerned about the opinion of the New York Times than their own constituents, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, the Democrats are the same way, they don't give two shits about their constituents.
Just because the constituents are typically dumb enough to just vote the way they're told.
Yeah.
Until every now and then an issue like Israel shows up and they realize how divided they really are. All right. So Easter came by and we missed
Yep.
it because I was ill.
Right.
Do you know what else Easter was, though? That was obviously more important than Easter.
Transmissibility Day.
Yeah. So Biden got slammed on this from a lot of people.
We don't even remember signing the freaking proclamation.
I'm sure he doesn't even know he did sign it. He has no idea what he's doing. I bet you they have a rubber stamp that he doesn't even sign these things.
I mean, apparently this day's been around for years, and because Easter rotates around, it fell on the same day, but they could have moved the Transvisibility Day proclamation to a different day.
Why
But
don't you
they
put it in Pride Month?
that well, they go to get 30 days in June. I don't know why they need more days.
Yeah, but Easter wants one day for the resurrection of God. And you're like, nope, sorry.
Yeah,
We gotta talk about chicks with dicks today because the entire month of was it June wasn't good enough.
I mean, I don't even know what the day is supposed to mean. I guess we're gonna have to get Claire on here to explain it to us non-trans people, but it's crazy.
Well, here's an interesting thing that did you see that Biden is putting a third gender option on these migrant asylum forms?
Nah.
Yeah, they could pick male, female, or other, which now everyone is going to, because now
Yeah.
they can claim that they're being persecuted for being non-binary and be granted asylum immediately into the United States.
Right.
Just what I think is going to happen. These guys don't really identify as any of this crap. They're just going to say it to get what they can get out of it, and then go back to being a dude as soon as they walk across the border with their green card, you know?
Well, there's one person that didn't really care too much about Trans Visibility Day. They wanted to choose, they chose a different holiday to celebrate on Easter, and that was Happy Cesar Chavez Day. And that was
Oh.
Nancy Pelosi.
Wasn't he a communist and like
Yes.
pushing communism in California in like the early 1900s?
I thought he was in some place in the New Mexico, or not Me New Mexico, but Mexico, that where it was.
No, you're
This is
thinking Che
where we need.
Guevara.
He was a Marxist revolutionary.
Yeah, I think you're thinking Che Guevara. That was in
Okay.
South America in Mexico. No, this guy was his parents came across the border in like 1890 something. And yeah, he was pushing communism in the United States. It's like, and I just love it because Pelosi's like, oh, I don't know why they keep saying communism, communists. You guys are communists. And then she goes and praises an avid communist pusher. It's like, and then you point this out to people that vote that way, and they're just like, oh, I don't know enough about that. It's like, well, maybe you should. Maybe, you know, don't say
You're
no.
gonna throw some votes out there. Maybe you should dig in a little bit and, do some research and figure out,
I still say we take all the D's and the R's off the ballots. And if you don't know who the hell you're voting for, you probably won't vote. You won't just vote D or R down the line. That's just my opinion, but I'm skipping this Elon Musk. Well, no, I'm not going to. The media has been trying to tell us A while B is what's happening. And it's getting frustrating because they're saying now that Elon Musk is like the epitome of the United Automotive Workers Union chief, whatever, said Elon Musk is the epitome that's all that's wrong with the United States. Why? Because he disagrees with this guy's point of view.
Because they slow down progress. You can't innovate as fast when you're dealing with United Auto Workers.
But the auto workers are the ones that are the ones slowing everything down. Elon Musk is the one who revolutionized the electric car and made it a
Cool.
common thing. Huh?
He made it a little bit cool.
Not just cool, he made it a common thing. Like, everybody went out and got an electric car. And it's hilarious when AOC's like, I'm going to get rid of my Tesla. It's like, that's fine. You already bought it. He doesn't give a fuck what you do with it now. You know? Light it on fire. He doesn't care. But yeah, he's the new SpaceX. And he's the one providing the internet, the communications for Ukraine defending themselves against Russia, as these people call him a terrible human. It's like he's doing everything that you wish you could do, that you've been saying we need to do. But he disagrees with your politics, so he's evil. It's like, why doesn't he just say fuck it and pull the plug on Ukraine, just watch him get run over in an hour?
Yeah, well,
And
he's
say, you know what?
African American, so.
Yeah, well, and say, fuck it, I'm done. Why am I funding going all the new space travel on the planet? It's like, fuck it, I'll just take my money and go home, and you guys can all just sit there and hate each other, you know? Hide
He's
in my
got a
private
can he's
island.
got a contract with NASA, so he makes a little bit of money off that.
Oh, I'm just saying, he's the one doing all of these advances in technology lately. That everyone's taking advantage of it and glad it exists, but they hate the guy who did it. And it's like, yeah, just pay more attention to real life. It pisses me off when these folks do this shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Don't know. Whoopi Goldberg. She's calling people stupid for having voters for having short memories. Because she's like, do you really think your life was that much better under Trump?
It was.
It's like, yeah, we've
Gas is
been.
back to 350 a gallon down here in Virginia. Well, under Trump, it was $2 a gallon.
Well, not just that, like gas, groceries, I paid less in taxes. There weren't any new wars. Wars were ending.
Right,
There was
you gotta.
peace in the Middle East. North Korea and South Korea stopped fighting. Russia backed off of Ukraine the entire time Trump was in office.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe these assholes have the bad short-term memory, the bad memory, because we've been saying this for years, how they forget everything right away. And is Whoopi that stupid, or is she potentially
I
lying?
think it's a requisite to be on The View, is to be a little on the stupid side.
Okay, so they're stupid, not outright expecting their viewers to be stupid.
Oh, I think it goes hand in hand.
But anyway, she's saying, "Why do when Joe Biden got into office, he depleted the oil reserve, the strategic oil reserve we had to keep the inflation of gas prices down, which would have gone down had he not shut down the Keystone pipeline." And now he's refusing to refill the strategic reserve because it's going to cost too much. Because go figure, prices
Gas is
went
through
up.
the roof. Yeah.
So we're getting ready for a war. We have no oil to fuel our war machine. I'm sorry, it's just, it hurts my head more every time, dude. And then you can't even have a realistic conversation with these folks because they get mad and they yell at you. And then they call you a name and they always go to an ad hominem attack and try to make fun of you and say it's your fault that you don't understand. It's like, I explained to you how this works. I showed you the resources. Shoot, people still don't believe Joe Biden was bragging about getting the DA in Ukraine fired. Like, that never happened. It's like, it's on video of him bragging about it because they were investigating his kid. And then they impeached Trump over it.
Yeah, something a lot less than what Biden did.
And now, dude, an NPR has come out and he's like, I understand why
Yeah.
people don't trust us anymore.
He said he'd been there for 25 years and it's ridiculous now.
Well, it's an obvious bias.
Well, there's no Republicans. There's no cons I wouldn't even say Republican. There's no conservative reporters at NPR.
I gave up on trusting NPR before we started the show, probably, period. Because
Yeah.
Sean was listening to NPR back then. I remember being like, you trust those assholes? But yeah, even he's like, I understand why the people don't trust the news media. We just make up whatever the hell we want them to believe and stuff it down their throat.
Yeah.
Speaking about media manipulation, these next handful of things roll together right
Yeah,
into Sonny Hostin.
because
I'm gonna.
there was a major earthquake in Taiwan that killed 9 people and injured 963. But did you hear anything about this? Compared to the earthquake in New Jersey,
Yes, I did hear about Taiwan.
the one in New Jersey or the one in
Both
Taiwan?
of them. Both of them.
But if you were looking at the mainstream media, you didn't know about the Taiwan earthquake.
Don't care about the one. They want China to take over it, And I'm sure the China take over it, they're not gonna even cover it. They're like, nothing's going on over there. I bet you.
But it was like all over the news, freaking out, and the governor came out and said she wouldn't even say New Jersey is where the epicenter was. She's like, oh, it's so many miles east of Manhattan in New York City.
Hold on, this is Holcomb?
Yeah,
Oh,
she wouldn't
she's
even say it would have it was ba it was the epicenter was in
New Jersey.
Jersey.
Like, she's an ignorant dude. Well, this is what the New York State voted for, so enjoy it, At least be informed of what happened. Like, it's not even like a Republican state anyway, so why can't she go mention New Jersey? Like, she don't know there's anything beyond New Jersey? I mean, New
I
York
think
City?
that, yeah, I think that probably is it. It's like it's New York or nothing, so.
New York and everything, that's it. Yeah, but, yeah.
And then, We had the big solar eclipse of 2024 happen this week. You know,
I
and
was
there
working
was
while
news
everybody was enjoying
articles
it.
about, oh, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. The world could end, rapture could happen. Well,
The rapture,
nothing happened.
no. I don't know,
And
like the way the I don't know if like if we didn't know the eclipse was happening at that moment, do you think we would have noticed the difference? Because you barely could
well, the
tell that much.
people that had the total eclipse would have, the people in, you know,
Yeah,
Texas,
no, but I said like
those states,
outside the
but not
app.
around here, not in Virginia, no. I mean, it did get a weirder color when it was happening, you know, it was and then it got cold real quick, you know, when we got to our, as we lost a lot of the sun, but, you know,
It was
no,
neat
not really,
when it
but I
got
mean,
cooler real quick, huh?
yeah, it did get cooler because
Yeah, it was neat.
I was outside in one of my, you know, camping chairs in the middle of the road, drinking beer with my eclipse glasses. So I was, and I had other neighbors out there with me too, you know.
I had a fire in my yard. I was burning a tree that same tree that fell like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And I had my Weld Hood with me, waiting for it. I was like, there it is. It's interesting because I heard a whole bunch of people talking trash about these far right people that have these conspiracy theorists about this solar eclipse. I was like, what conspiracy
I don't know.
is
Far
that?
right?
Like, yeah, but it's like, no, but like, oh, they think it means this and this. Like, that's not a conspiracy if it's a sign of from God.
Right.
Conspiracy means people got together and conspired.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, people complain about climate change too.
Oh,
They're
that's
like,
yeah, the
oh,
view.
we're getting there. Do you
Sunny
not worry
Halston,
about
she says
that?
that's the reason why there are solar eclipses.
And the
Oh my gosh,
earthquakes.
I'm just ignorant.
Yeah, she said the earthquakes were climate change too. Sunny Halston, go figure the view.
Yep, back to the view.
Yeah, she said the solar eclipse was from climate change. Like, how full of yourself are you to think that humans are affecting the sun?
Well, that's been one of my big arguments about climate change altogether is like, what
Climate's
are,
definitely changing.
how, we don't have the control to
Affect the
make
moon.
that many changes to it, you know? Greenhouse gases ain't destroying the planet as bad as they're making it sound.
Well, this planet used to be way more carbon dioxide, and it was a tropical rainforest. I mean, when like the dinos lived here. But like,
I don't
even
think the
if we are
dinosaurs can fly.
completely changing the climate here, how is that affecting the moon moving in front of the sun?
Well, the Earth is slowing down. We're rotating our axes. I don't know. I mean, they've got a million
No,
things going
no, if that
on.
was the case, we would not be telling the what time it would have happened,
Yeah,
because we can,
they had these predicted years in decades in advance.
and what time it's going to happen, because you can tell what, I mean,
Yeah, because we
we.
know the next one's going to be like in 2044 or something like that. I
Yes,
won't even be
well, the
alive for it, probably.
next full that we're able to see, but like these things happen every 18 months on annular. That's when the moon is closer, I'm sorry, further from the Earth. So it doesn't completely cover the sun. You still have a little ring around it. This one, the total, it covers the entire sun, but you can see the corona, which is really neat. They happen more often than people realize. They just happen in like inconvenient places to see, like the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You know what I mean?
That's in the Navy. That's the only time you can see it.
We'll take
Yeah.
our boat to it.
Oh, you can lose a birthday too in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
You,
or you can celebrate it 2 days in a row.
yeah, it depends
Yeah.
how the ship is going.
What was that ship? Shoot. 1899, the guy took his ship and piloted it to 00 and parked diagonally across it. And he was in two different time zones, four different hemispheres, four different seasons, 2 years and 2 centuries at the same time.
I don't know. I hadn't
That's
heard
just
about
really
it.
cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is cool.
Like, I could travel through time. Watch this. Oh, it's a year ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, and speaking of media manipulation, we have George Floyd 2.0. Let's see how far they run with it.
I haven't even heard about this story that much.
I'm surprised because I thought maybe it's because it got nipped in the bud real quick. But Dexter Reed, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
They made it the article, the first article I read says, like, oh, they shot him 94 times in 14 seconds, or 94 shots fired in 14 seconds. They're making it sound like they pulled, and then they talk to the mom. They're like, oh, he just bought a new car. He was just out riding around. They killed my baby. The dude shot at the cops and hit one of them.
Right.
You shoot at the police, they're gonna shoot back.
That's pretty much a given.
I don't understand this argument that people made. Maybe that's what finally shut it down. Was like, dude, you shot the cops first. Like, what did you think was gonna happen? You think they're gonna apologize to you and send you on your way? You know? That's why I was thinking it's gonna be like George Floyd 2.0. It's gonna be a situation when someone was doing all sorts of shady, illegal stuff and resisting the cops and ended up losing their life. But
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the next partial solar eclipse is gonna come close to America. It'll be March 29, 2025.
yeah.
So there we go. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, but yeah.
All right, what's up, Brian? Israel, what's it now?
They're shutting down their airspace because they're suspecting an Iranian drone attack. It was going to fit right in with your next topic.
Oh, it's already happened, but
Yeah.
yeah, Iran has vowed retaliation after the well, bunch of stuff, basically. Iran keeps wanting retaliation on Israel. It's like, why are you getting involved? And then they fire rockets and they wonder why Israel strikes back, you know? It's like Hamas, like, we're gonna come in and kill like 200 people or however many it was. What are you doing fighting back?
Yeah.
Well, Iran went and seized the ship at the Strait of Hormuz.
Where
Now the
was
cargo.
the US Navy involved in all this? We always have carriers patrolling the area and cruisers and destroyers.
I was gonna say,
Would have
our
got
cruiser.
money for gas right now, so yeah, it's gonna be a
Well, they're
while.
nuclear powered.
Oh,
Well,
the
you still
Vela
need
Gulf.
fuel.
When I was on the Vela Gulf, we were in the Med just to protect Israel. Can't
Okay.
get too any more details than that because of the way they equipped the ship. But our entire job was to sit off the coast of Israel and make sure that they didn't get bombed.
By
I'm
who?
wondering, huh?
By
By
Iran.
who?
By
By anyone,
Iran.
really, but yeah, they were worried about Iran in particular.
Hold on. So you telling me a missile could go across Israel within minutes and hours to
A
intercept anything
rocket.
coming from Iran? Yeah, you
They
know.
fired. Well, here we go.
Rockets, yeah.
They've launched dozens of drones and missiles towards Israel. It's going to take hours because, I mean, it's not next door, and these aren't supersonic missiles. You know what I mean? They're made with like water pipes and fuel, but
Well, Iran, I thought they had
not
real.
Iran. That was Palestine. That was
No,
Hamas.
yeah, no, but I'm saying like.
But yeah, so the Israelis are just sitting there waiting for these rockets to show up and these drones to
Yeah,
show up.
they had to fly over Iraq in order to get. Yeah, so you got plenty of time to intersect anything.
Yeah. So this ought to be interesting.
Oh, you got right there, Qatar, I mean, Bahrain. There's a lot of ships over there.
Exactly. They're not right next door.
Yeah, no, but like when you patrol for securing Israel, you could just patrol it from Bahrain over there. Just
Or the
intersect anything from.
Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, no, talking about the Gulf, Persia Gulf. So like whatever
Anyway.
you intersect from the Israel, you can send a message to Bahrain, like to ships in Bahrain, like intersect that shit. Anyways.
Speaking of drones and such, apparently China and Iran are on Ukraine's side and have sent tens of thousands of drones over there. I find very interesting, especially China taking the side of Ukraine, giving weapons to Ukraine, you know? I'm not sure what to think of this. I read the article twice to make sure I didn't misunderstand it, but Interesting. For the most part, I've been ignoring Ukraine for a while now because I just honestly don't care. The only thing I care about is our money that's getting dumped into their stupid war.
I mean, how's China fucking quality insurance is?
China makes decent products. I mean, not for consumer use, but
I mean,
all right, so
yeah, I don't know. Like, how's the vehicles? Are the vehicle okay? I don't too. I would not trust it.
you think they're all bombs just to blow up and try to take
No,
off?
just quality, like, not the best, you know? Like, some technology stuff is like cheap as hell. They go the cheaper route, you know?
Ryan,
We'll
you
make
brought up
money.
earlier, we could start our own new segment with this stuff.
Yeah, anyways.
I tried one, and just because there was so much stuff that didn't fit together, and we're always saying we're from the future, so I just put all the stuff in here that's all the well duh,
All right.
like stuff that was obvious to us. We've been talking about this for months and years,
Yeah.
and now folks are just now realizing it, and we're like, well, duh. So, like, even Charlemagne the God has come out to talk trash about DEI.
Yeah.
Did he for real?
Yep.
Oh shit, I missed that one. What happened?
I
That
don't
was a
know.
Charlemagne the God. They say that he's okay for conservatives to say DEI.
DEI is dumb. That's what I think what he said.
No, well,
He
it's
said it's a
okay
bunch
for
of, he said
conservatives to
some
say it.
bullshit.
Who, Charlemagne the
And of
God?
course, and it
Yeah, they
this
gave him a
happened.
hard time.
This ha he did this on Comedy Central's The Daily Show.
When he was guest hosting.
And I guess the audience didn't really understand what was going on. They were silent, and social media blew up about it.
Well, no, they exactly they sound like, I don't know, you're not allowed to say that. It's like, oh, come on, you all sat through DEI training and thought to yourself, this is some bullshit. Right?
Yeah.
He's a
He's
real
like,
oh man.
we've all done it. He's like, and you all thought the same thing. He's like, the Republicans were right on this one. It's okay to say, told you so. And like, let's be real, even the possibility of someone thinking that you got your job because of the color of your skin or your religion instead of your qualifications makes you feel bad anyway,
Yeah.
let alone thinking that everyone else out there thinks I'm not qualified. You know? And it comes down to the whole, well, you could have top of his class surgeon, or we didn't have enough Kenyan
Minor.
doctors. You know, so this is what it's gonna be doing your open heart surgery.
Yeah.
What?
Well, dude, like for real, like for lately, like a few years ago, you have people, doctors for foreign countries, you never thought about it. Never second guess it, you know.
Yeah.
Now, because of DEI shit, now you got to guess, second guess people now, you
I mean,
know.
this has kind of been the downfall for Boeing and United, you know.
Especially Boeing.
Well, and
Yeah, hiring.
problem with United is 99% of their fleet is Boeing. So
Yes.
when Boeing goes down, you know, United really kept Boeing afloat for the longest time because they tried to keep their fleet, you know, one brand to make it easier for maintenance.
And that makes sense. I mean, it really does. Like, we get us out higher, the one set of mechanics can do all of the work, you know?
Unless, you know, quality control goes down so bad at Boeing that, you know, parts are flying off the planes at left and right here and there.
That's terrifying, though, isn't it? Just, oh, man.
It's good
And by the
for
way,
Airbus.
good.
Good for Airbus, you know,
Right. Who am I listening to yelling? Is that your family, Brian?
No, it's yours.
Not my family I hear yelling.
Oh, must be Ray. He just muted, and I can't hear the sound anymore. He told me he didn't have the kids this weekend.
I thought you did.
You said you would work today.
We talk about this later.
All
Oh God.
right. This was a drunken conversation back from the VFW last night.
Well, San Francisco has had to put a halt on their reparations bill that The one when they didn't specify who's gonna get reparations or how much or
We said
why.
this was bullshit from the get-go, you know, because they were
Well,
talking
duh.
millions of dollars
Thank you.
per person. California can't afford to feed its illegal aliens right now, you know, so.
It can't afford to pick up the human waste off the sidewalk.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, no surprise that reparations ain't gonna happen, you know.
Yeah, now the experts who said this is going to work, they're grilling the city for an answer. It's like, this is no money.
Yeah, I mean, the California doesn't have the ability to print its own money for reparations.
They could mint their own money, though.
Yes, they could, but they're not going to do that because they don't have anything. They don't have anything to back the mint on, you know, because
Exactly.
people are fleeing the state faster than any other state in the union.
Maybe that's what I should bring up when I go to West Virginia. It's like, hey, you should mint your own West Virginia currency. Like, and it'll be independent of everything else, and it'll be good only in West Virginia. But it'll be backed by any of the value that West Virginia has,
Like
which
coal.
doesn't sound like a whole shit ton to most people, but it's a small country. It's a small Eastern European country, West Virginia. You know what I mean? In terms of population, it's a normal size European nation for just land area. I mean, then open it up for tourism. Have people come in and bring in money and dump it into the, bring up the value of the West Virginia coin. All right. So, what? Okay.
We
I got
kind
a
of
couple.
predicted, we talked
That's why
about
it's under well,
this.
duh.
Yeah, we predicted this years ago. I mean, we're in favor of decriminalizing some drugs, but maybe not heroin and cocaine and LSD. All drugs were decriminalized.
Very libertarian.
And it put it and they had to change the laws
Oregon.
because
Oregon did this.
Oregon tried it and they failed, and all it did was attract more druggies to the state.
Yeah, you drug addicts that lived anywhere close to the place or that wanted to move to Oregon so they wouldn't get in trouble for getting fucked up. Yeah, and yeah,
Who could
exactly. And
have
it's good.
predicted this?
Yeah, who could have seen this guy? Oh, I could have named it that instead. Who could have seen this coming? Oh my God. And this is great. An ABC host was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, at how much groceries have gone up in 4 years.
How he's shocked. He should be seeing it going in little by little. You
Anyone
know
who
who's shocked?
makes over six figures a year
They
has
don't
not
go
noticed the change of price in
because they
groceries.
don't go to do their own shopping.
Even if they do, even though, let's say you're a doctor and you're making 110 grand a year, you're still doing your own grocery shopping, but you just don't even look at the cost of it. You just swipe your debit card and walk out the door.
Eventually, it's gonna add up, but like, well, hold on, wait a minute, where's my money going?
Oh, it's when it's only 30 to 60 bucks a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's
It's
add up
just.
at the end, you know? Like, hold on, how come I'm not making, my ends
Well,
end
that's
of the
the thing is
year?
the people that have been complaining are the people on a fixed income going,
Yeah.
I have
Living
$100 to buy
paycheck to
groceries.
paycheck, you know?
Yeah, I have $100 to buy groceries this week, but now I only get a third, two thirds of what I was getting for that $100.
Well,
But yeah,
you know
this
who's.
news anchor was like shocked. He was like, I can't believe it. It's like, dude. I just really wish you would just look at the total at the bottom of your receipt every time, you know?
Well, it was like he should have been aware of this at the end of the year when they itemized things like, hold on, how come I'm spending so much more money than before, you know, on gas, on fucking groceries, on almost anything
Dude,
now?
dude, dude, you're assuming that people are still doing like home economics
No, nobody
and
does that.
balancing their checkbooks.
Yeah, you're
When
right.
was the last time
Everybody's never
anyone here
car.
balanced their account?
Probably never. Yeah.
No, the three of us, the last time I balanced my checkbook
When you have before
was
debit
probably
cards.
like 2013. No, because I can log in and see everything that's pending and not have to go through it by hand and see what's pending and make sure I have enough money to make my next payment. It automatically balances it for me with each transaction I do, you know? It's not like I'm waiting for a check to clear that I wrote for groceries yesterday. And so people aren't seeing the numbers because they're not looking at them. They just look at what's left in their account. And
But
people are
still, you
dumb,
should have
man.
been seeing it. Hold on, like, why is it like, I don't know. To me, it would have been like you should have been seeing it a lot while ago. I've been minimizing my grocery shopping, you know, like,
Well,
okay,
the
do I
people who did notice that tend to not vote Democrat because they saw what was going on and said, this is stupid. Why now you're gonna spend more money? Like, we don't I my grocery bill keeps going up, my taxes keep going up, my fuel keeps going up, my beer keeps going up. No money to help me out, but God knows we have another $100 billion to give to Ukraine to blow more people up.
Well, they say that money's not going directly to Ukraine. It's going to the defense contractors to
Oh, so Lockheed Martin makes all the money. Oh, even better, even better. Then why isn't my fucking stock going up?
know.
It's going in someone's pocket then, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God. Yeah, and now, all these fast food chains in California are closing down. And a whole bunch of fast food workers showed up to work to find out on the spot that they've been fired because their restaurant had been closed down. And they think it might be related to this, was it $25 minimum wage that Gavin Newsom put into place?
$20 wait, $20
$20. To, well, fucking duh.
wait.
Oh, how many, if you're not putting out more value than you're costing to do it, then we need to eliminate the position or improve it somehow. You're never, hey, what's up, repeat offender? You
Hanging
never
ledge.
make money as a comp business if it's costing you more output than you're getting an input.
No, because you're not in business to lose money. You're in business to make some kind of profit, you
Yeah,
know?
I'm a
These
business, not a charity.
franchises are not cheap. If you're buying a franchise, a McDonald's franchise, you better have $1 million available for
Oh,
one restaurant.
Burger King requires you to put a $10,000 application fee down just to show you're serious.
Yeah.
So that they don't get a million applications from idiots like you and me who don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
For the love of God. And then you go and say, oh, $20 an hour. It's like, dude, like I could buy a robot to do this for $10,000. That's going to do six people's jobs. Vending machines that'll spit out friggin' Whoppers. You know what I mean?
Drive through vending machines.
Well, I was basically, if I don't know,
Have you
oh, it'll
never been to
reach out, it'll grab the
Japan?
thing, it'll grab it
Yeah, you
off the
go to
shelf, yeah,
Japan,
and it'll
you're
put it
like, they got
down.
those
And
kind of things in Japan. You get beer out of a vending machine. Everything's in a
wait,
vending machine in Japan.
oh, dude, you can get used panties in vending machines in Japan. I'm not kidding.
Don't
You could, because dudes are perverts
know why.
and they open them up, they open that little egg thing and sniff it. And you know that's what they're doing with it. Look. All right. All right. Oh, yeah. Hi. Check this out. California College, Berkeley, has called an immediate end to pro-Palestinian protesting on campus.
Because they protested outside the dean's house.
Yes, the next day it was shut down. I love it. And then people are like, oh, that this isn't freedom of speech. It's like, I'm pretty sure when you did this at Judge Kavanaugh's house, you said it was freedom of speech.
Yes, they did.
So again, the short memory thing, right?
Yep, back to the short memory.
Well, duh.
Yeah, so there we go. That was my segment of well, duh. We'll see if I can bring it back again. It may be more difficult to do again.
Not
But really,
every
that was
week, but
all.
I'm sure you could do it on a semi-regular basis, you know.
Was all something that just showed up in the Google Doc, dude. And I was like, duh, duh. We've said this, we pointed this out, we predicted that. It's the same thing as our predictions page, except this is after the fact. Anyway, you guys take over a little bit. I got a crying baby in the room directly ahead of me.
All right. So the Maine governor has signed a bill restricting paramilitary training in Maine in response to a neo-Nazi plan, I guess, to put a base up there. I don't know. What do you know about this, Ray?
Nothing, dude. I didn't hear nothing about it, but I know they're getting, they don't like people to be training and stuff, so they're probably just conflicted with fucking the Second Amendment because you're trying to self-regulate, you know.
Right. Okay.
That could be conflicted to it, and
And
probably.
the conflict in Haiti continues. Over 50,000 people have left the capital of Haiti
Before we
since
move
this
on,
all began. Yeah,
Before we
go
move on,
ahead.
I want to address this main thing. I'm sorry, I was taking care, I was handling the crying baby.
Good idea.
What was your guys' opinion on the governor making this decree?
Ray was against it.
Okay, you guys?
I didn't really
Ryan?
know what the decree was about. I'm like, were the neo-Nazis building a base up there or something? I mean, I
Well,
didn't
it
understand it.
says that the bill says that they can shut down any paramilitary operations if it is deemed to be bad, basically.
Bad or neo-Nazi?
Even so, who says neo-Nazis don't have a freedom of speech and a right to
Who
carry a
what's
weapon?
your definition of bad?
Well, yeah, let's open the article up. They if there's something that's specifically said, but it's like you could accuse anyone of that.
And that'd be
Blah, blah,
bad.
blah.
And they'd have to shut it down.
A court injunction to stop paramilitary training that's intended to sow civil disorder and to bring charges and carry a penalty of up to a year. Sow civil disorder.
That's a pretty broad statement there.
Isn't that kind of the intention of any militia group is
Yeah.
to upset the social order when it's out of control?
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, that's why each state has a National Guard, is to be like, back off federal government, right?
Well, I don't know about all that, but sure.
That's why they exist.
That's not how they're used now.
I'll give you that one, but that's why they exist. Anyway, go ahead, move on to the Haitian
I mean,
folks that
yeah,
have
we've been
been.
talking about this for a few shows now, where the Prime Minister of Haiti refused to go back to Haiti and ended up resigning because the gangs were, barbecue is pretty much in charge of Haiti now. So,
Yeah, the Dominican Republic built a wall.
and there were, the rich and elite in Haiti were fine for a while, but now even their neighborhoods have a barbecue coming through to, the scavenge and the rob and the steal.
Eat
50,000
people.
people have fled the Haiti capital in the last 3 weeks because the politicians can't come up with a way to govern the government. Haiti, I know we've talked about previously, is technically it's the oldest democracy in the Eastern Hemisphere.
Western
Really?
Hemisphere.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Really. It's a failed state. They should let Dominican Republic take over.
Does the Dominican Republic want to take over?
Yeah,
If they
you
want to?
imagine the law enforcement they would have to come
Remember
in
what
with.
happened when the wall came down in East Germany and West Germany reemerged together.
What happened?
It was a shit show for quite a few years.
They didn't have the manpower to handle the chaos on the other side.
The West had to spend a lot more money in taxes and stuff to bring up the infrastructure and all the chaos and deal with it on the other side. So,
Well, exactly. And then you go and include this other half, and now all of a sudden, all of the money you brought in for your community, you're spending to build their community back up too, instead of handing out welfare benefits and fixing roads, you're building a pharmacy in Haiti, you know? So it'd be very interesting to see what would happen if they did try to unite under one flag, though.
yeah, why not, man? It's a failed state. If they want to, if they got the resources, take it by fucking piece by piece,
But that would also be the end of the Western Hemisphere's oldest democracy, too.
If it's a failed state, it
So what?
failed. It
Yeah.
failed.
Democracy doesn't work.
No. That's
If
what.
working in Haiti is great.
No, it didn't work at
Right.
all. Did he work in Athens? Did he?
Not for long.
Not for long, yeah.
Well, democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for lunch.
And
So anyway,
this one could have went in the well done category because we already talked about this.
Francis
That
Scott Key.
that they were gonna people were gonna try to get the name of the new bridge changed
That could have gone in well, though. You're right.
because Francis Scott Key was on a British ship when he wrote the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, well, how does that make him racist,
Who
though?
knows?
Because the national anthems are like,
National anthem's racist. Yeah.
how? When
Because
was
it's not the
Isaiah
black
and the black
national
guy?
anthem.
It's not, yeah.
I you.
Ron's being too quiet. He's got
No,
so much to say.
I'm just thinking, weren't you guys in British colony before you got your independence?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't understand this. You're racist, because you don't treat black and white people the same. By the way, they need to have their own special spaces where they're no one else is allowed. They have to have their own national anthem. It's like, what the fuck? That's what how you describe these other people as being racist, is by separating people by skin color.
That's the only thing they've got, mate. That's the only thing they've got. Racism and trannies.
Adults being trannies, I got no issue with. It's the kids I have an issue with.
Yeah.
Exactly, 100%, mate. Don't care what adults do, as long as they don't hurt
Adults can
kids
do
and
whatever they
elderly.
want, you know, they're adults, you know.
It's funny. Someone said something. I was like, "Oh, you don't think it's like mutilating God's design?" I was like, "I'm covenant tattoos, and I've been pierced more times than I can count. I've broken all the rules about modifying my body.
Yeah.
Those are my sins that I made as an adult."
Right.
If you want to chop off your wiener and call yourself Susie, that's between you and God, not you and me. You know what I mean?
That's right. 100%.
But when you want to chop off your son's wiener and call him Susie, now I got an issue with it, the kid's 15. He's not even done going through puberty yet. How does he know what's going on? You tell me that the human brain is not fully developed until 25. That's why you can't buy a handgun until 21, and you don't get a discount on auto insurance until 25. But they want these kids, 14-year-olds, making light unchangeable life decisions.
Like voting.
Yeah, and then you say they should vote too.
Yeah. Isn't it why you can't drink to 21 in the US?
Nah.
Is your
Yes
brain
and no.
development and all that sort of stuff?
Believe it or not, there is no federal law saying it has to be 21.
By the federal
It's
law, if I
strongly
can hear it straight.
advised with tax money to raise it to 21.
Yes. Technically speaking, the federal minimum age to drink alcohol is 18. But every state has adopted 21 to get paid
Highway
money
money.
from the federal government.
And that's why
Which.
tobacco went up to 21 too. Same thing.
Right? The argument, too, is, yo, you're not old enough to make this decision yet. It's like, but you want them to vote?
And you want them to fight in
Yeah,
the,
one grab a
you want
gun
them
and
to go
go
to
to fight.
war.
That drove me nuts watching these kids in the service with me because I didn't sign up until I was 22. But like we come back from deployment, like, oh, hey, let's go at the bar and have a couple beers. Like, oh, I can't. I'm like, what? Like, oh, I'm 20. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, are you kidding me? I
Yeah.
was
There
like, you
was a
just came back
point
from a world tour and can't
in
have a
San
beer.
Diego that they would let you drink on base so you wouldn't go to Tijuana.
Oh, do you fuck that up too, Brian?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But yeah,
My father was.
you could drink beer on base at the enlisted club because they really didn't want, 'cause Mexico is a trolley ride away, you know, to get to Tijuana and anybody could
And the
drink in
federal
Tijuana.
government, it's federal property, so they could say
Yeah.
18 anyway.
Right. But it's
Yeah.
gone now. They changed that to 21 too, so.
Well, when my father was in the service way back during Vietnam, they had what they called near beer. It was 3.2% or
Yeah, it still
3.2
exists.
proof, huh?
That beer still exists.
Well, but the 18 to 21-year-olds or
Oh,
18
okay.
to 20s could buy and drink it on base. And
Okay.
then, your adult, your 21 plus could buy like beer, and
Okay.
whiskey and.
Okay.
It's strange how that goes, isn't it? Like you look at some of these countries like Italy and Greece and that,
They encourage their 12 and 13-year-olds to have a glass of wine with them at dinner time to get them into
I
it.
had
Different
wine in
culture.
church.
Different
I had
culture.
wine in
Yeah.
church, dude, as a kid.
Yep.
And
Like here in Australia, like,
And
you
I
know,
love
you're
when the priests drink the wine out, the leftover wine, you know, because they got to.
well, it goes bad.
No, it's
And you
the
cannot leave the blood of Christ behind like that.
exactly. You just got to chug it down.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like even us, even the little kids, we were getting sips of wine on Sunday in church, and the church wine is not good.
Oh, it's gone through 15 people before you, your turn.
Yeah, everyone
Yeah.
else's face has been on that cup.
Thanks to COVID, it's probably not for it's most of the places don't do it that way anymore. So
No, they just dipped it like yeah, what's it
the
I
bread,
forgot it. The bread and
the
threw it in the
wafer.
wine. Yeah. About to say the chip.
Mayorkas, I'm trying to read this article. I couldn't understand exactly what it was trying to tell me.
He's saying that he doesn't. They asked him if he had the authority, what authority he lacked to enforce the border, and
Yeah.
he hemmed and hawed about it, you know, because
Yeah, but what the filibuster, like, is what
he
is he
was under
filibustering?
oath. He was testifying before Congress, and he was making up
Doing that answers.
non-answers to get around saying that.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Because they keep saying that, oh, we were going to do this, but the Republicans stopped us. And it's like, all you had to do was not undo the policies Trump put in place.
You know, and this guy's also, you know, the Senate's trying to say they're not even going to bring a trial up for him, you know, even though he's been impeached in the House. I know the impeachment's not going to go anywhere, but they should do at least a day trial, you know, just to do it, you know. I mean, how can the Senate not follow through in the impeachment process and have their trial and vote against it?
A question. Well, let's move on to one next piece of leftover garbage here that I couldn't figure out how to line up. Well, apparently there's a Seattle dance club and they're shocked. Shocked, I tell you,
Shocked.
that people felt triggered and unsafe by the American flags on their dance uniforms.
Okay, so this is like representing US somehow. How?
What about the American flag
Yeah, but it's
offends you?
triggering. They were triggered.
But what's so offensive about the American flag?
They just don't want to be Americans no more, do
Then
they?
don't
Go
be here.
somewhere else.
Leave. There's
They're
plenty
not
of other
going to.
countries to go to.
Yeah, but
Dude, this
nobody is forcing them to be here.
these are the kind of people who let fucking China invade us just because, you know.
These are the people that if they went and spent a month in China, they would come back and actually understand what was going on.
No, not really. They'd still be
I bet they would. I bet they would. I bet if
here.
you send them to
No,
China for a month
oh
and
yeah,
said,
I'll give you one for example. Hillary Grinder chick, the basketball player. Is she
Hey,
full?
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Grinder, yeah. Is she
They
full
kept her in
power
the luxury
Republican
place,
now?
though. They didn't keep her in the garbage pots that are Russia, though.
But
But still,
still, they got her in good prison?
yeah,
Probably.
because they wanted to trade her for the most dangerous person on the planet.
It worked.
The Lord of War. The guy was called the Lord of War. They made movies about the guy. Oh my God.
No, he was the fucking merchant of death.
He was also known as the Merchant of Death. He was the biggest black market arms dealer on the planet. And he was selling old Soviet technology and weaponry to
But
terrorists, basically.
anyways, going back to Brittany Griner, she's not fucking loving the United States any more than the, what she left. And she
When
got
she came
arrested
back,
for
she
something.
did say something about how she's happy to be back and she's
That's it. In 5 minutes
etc.,
in,
etc.
he's gone.
But yeah, but they didn't, they should put her in a potato farm in the gulag
No,
and
they
then say, do
didn't.
you want to go back to playing professional basketball?
You want to go dribble balls, or you want to be here in the
Or do you want to
peeling
farm
potatoes?
potatoes in Siberia? Have
Yeah.
fun. Have fun farming potatoes in the frozen tundra.
What time do you? How much hard? How hard is it to dig the frozen soil up to get to the planting the potatoes?
Exactly. I'm gonna skip a couple. We can come back to them if you want. Basically, when we do leftovers, the ones I clump together are the ones I definitely want to talk about. Then the
All
rest are
right.
like,
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. I mean, we're dealing with stuff from 2 weeks ago, so
some of it.
I mean, not a whole lot of stuff was added in the second week,
I
so.
added a bunch just today,
All
actually.
right, well,
Because like I
nothing
said,
was
when I go through
showing
and I
up
try
in
to,
the news feed, you know, on
when I filled it
Messenger.
out,
So.
yeah,
I'm
when I
kind of
filled
interested
everything
how
out.
this 5.25-inch floppy disk.
Now, we are definitely going to talk about that one. I wasn't going to go there next, but yeah, was it California or
The BART,
San Francisco?
the BART system runs on flop for the old
Oh
floppies, not
my
even the hard plastic floppies. It runs on the
God. The
floppy
floppy
floppies, the
floppy.
one
Five and a
you,
quarter.
yeah.
Oh, so somebody put the wrong number here. 5.25. Okay, yeah, 5.25.
That's five and a
Oh,
quarter.
wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Five and a quarter inch floppy disks is what they're running the San Francisco
And they
train.
say they're not going to
Hey.
have the money to upgrade the system until 2030 at least.
Okay,
So,
but my question is,
Oregon Trail?
probably is.
Who is still making 5 1/4 floppy disks, though?
They're still using the old
Where can
ones
you
from Apple
buy those
2E.
at?
They're still using the old ones from Apple 2E.
Oh wow, dude, that's to show you how much that shit lasts.
Oh, that's letting you know that these guys can use ancient computer technology to hack into this stuff and take over the train system in San Francisco.
Well, if it's enclosed and not connected to the internet, how are
I
they gonna
doubt
have?
that. I
No,
seriously
no.
doubt.
You think they're gonna have? There's not gonna be fucking Wi-Fi connected to this floppy shit.
So
You're
I
still
can buy
plugged
a
in, though.
pack of 10 of them on Amazon for
There
$23.
you go. You can still get them. I'm saying that I bet you is a fact they're guaranteed to the internet. They just haven't updated the processing system yet.
I think it's going to be impossible to hack that system. If it
No, it's
works, it
not.
works. Dude. I don't care. Like, you know what? It still
You
works.
say that, but that's how we blew up Iran trying to build nuclear bombs with the centrifuges, was by hacking into their ancient technology by putting ancient
Yeah,
viruses out there that
because
went through your phone, that your phone was like, yeah, whatever, and ignored it until it got into this nuclear reactor. It was like, boom, blow it up.
dude, I barely could get if I didn't have fucking my Wi-Fi is 2G. I would not be able to connect none of my devices to 2G. It's fucking a pain in the ass.
Who's using 2G?
It will
I
connect. It will connect. It'll just take longer.
Just, no, it doesn't
think
connect.
your
That's the
laptop
protocol.
operates on 2G.
And those
No,
disks.
okay. The only time I use 2G is for like, fucking my thermostat, my little devices here and there, because they don't need to be running fast. I just
You
get
got a smart home?
kind of. I don't want to talk about it
Anyway,
too much.
but these five and a quarter inch floppy disks aren't the processing center. That's just the routes that they put in. That's bits of information they exchange as needed, not
But still,
the
they couldn't
processing
come up with
system.
a way to upgrade the system before 2030 to like
No, I
do
mean,
that.
that's what I'm saying.
Why
It's
can't it
definitely
work?
connected to the internet. They're just using an old way of plugging in, like, oh, we changed this route. We moved this much. Now here's why we're putting the information in.
I was just thinking, Brian buys some floppy disks online. He's still gonna have about $26 to buy stars for the program.
Yeah. Brian's gonna run the trains in
Go
California.
on, Brian. I've taken over
You
the
can do it, brother, then sell the floppy disk online.
trains.
I this
Watch
this
the
one this
FBI, like, what you want to do with those floppies,
We'll hold them ransom. The
Yeah,
trains, the
hopefully
BART system will shut down until we give them their floppies
nice.
back.
What do you want? $85.
Triple my
Will
money.
you keep the podcast
Oh,
running? Collector's item.
I wanted to talk about two in particular down here. One of them is the 7-Eleven is adding a handful of new flavors of sparkling water.
That
Oh
came out on
my God.
April Fool's Day.
See, I checked this three times to see if it was
Oh
April
my
Fool's or
God.
not.
What'd you
Thank you.
find?
I didn't look like it was on April 1st, and it didn't nothing in it said April Fool's. Because it had like other flavors it was talking about. It was on TKR.
Yeah, I know. That's why I put it in there. And then I saw another one where they came out and said they weren't going to make it after all.
Well, March 28th. So this is before April 1st.
Okay. I was
Some
going
new.
to try it. I was going to try the hot dog
I
flavor
was
oh,
not, but they were
water.
gonna do lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and this next flavor to offset or to go with, pair with the number one selling product at 7-Eleven, the Big Bite.
Dogs.
Oh, the Big Bite hot dog's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
It's they're really good, but they
no,
want hot dog water flavored
I
sparkling water.
almost took a drink before you said
It's been a while since I had you shoot out your nose,
that.
huh? All I could think of was Limp Bizkit with the cat.
Yeah, starfish.
So, yeah, chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water.
You know what the fuck they mean about it, huh?
What a chocolate starfish is?
Yeah.
It's an anus.
It tastes like flavored water, chocolate water. It tastes like hot dog
Chug
water.
one. Yeah, and now,
chug
okay,
it all day, lad. Chug it all day.
they keep telling us that the polar ice is melting and that the
Right.
sea levels
Oh,
are rising.
God. And it's
But
messing up
now
time.
it's called summer.
Well, hold on. What gets me is now they're saying that we're adjusting, it's affecting the rotation of the Earth.
Gonna change
Yeah,
time.
it's called the
It won't
solstice.
really affect time. Gravity affects time more than anything, and speed. But if the if all this ice is melting and raising the ocean levels, then how come Obama's house isn't underwater? Or is that how his personal chef drowned in on Martha's Vineyard?
Good
Right.
possibility.
He was in the kitchen and drowned in the kitchen because the ocean
Yeah,
level
probably
rose
during
so
high
much.
tide.
His paddleboard instructor was late that day.
I know.
Hey.
I'm not
All
trying to sound. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Okay, move on.
right.
I'm gonna take a leak and hit my pipe. You guys talk for a couple minutes and then we'll wrap this up.
Right.
All right.
Which other one you want to talk about, Ray?
Don't know. Oh, it should have been the well duh, the Amazon remove just walk in
Yeah, it should
technology
have been a
walk
well
out.
done too.
I knew this shit is not gonna
Yeah.
last. Like you can the only I think the only place it probably would be benefited is like Japan, where the entire country is like homogeneous. You know,
They
the
might have it in
everybody.
Australia. Do you have
That's what.
stores where you don't have to actually go through a cash register? You can just kind of walk out and they charge your card for you?
I guess
There's
certain
probably a
parts of
few in.
Australia.
I think there's one in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Well, Amazon's shutting it down here. Too much theft. Their systems weren't able to like register everything as people were, or maybe people didn't have enough money in their accounts as they were walking out of the place with the merchandise, you know?
Or create a fake account.
Yep.
You know.
So easy done.
It's done, yeah. I knew it was not gonna work in the States. Too many theft, nobody get arrested for nothing. You know, so I had theft going on the other day in my store.
You had death?
Theft. Somebody
Death.
steal a
Okay.
book. Yeah, somebody stole like a bunch of stuff and put it in a white bucket and walked out of the store. And I chased after him. And the only thing I was like, okay, I cannot touch him. I cannot fucking detain him. You know, so all I yell at him was like, hey, drop it. He picked it. He had the one hand in his bucket. He picked up his pants with the other hand and just kept running.
So he dropped the bucket?
No, he didn't drop it. He just kept running.
Oh,
Yeah, so nothing I could do about it. And it just
okay.
upset me, you know. Like, then they wonder how come we don't got stores around here, you know.
Yeah.
How many stores are closed down in San Francisco and bloody Los
They're
Angeles
all
because of
shutting
this?
down.
They're shut
They're all
down.
gone.
Restaurants are leaving. You know. No. There's a grocery store about to close down, and they cannot close down because the mayor, like the city, is about to tell him, like, if you close down, the city can sue you now. The citizens can sue you
Yeah, well,
for
they're
closing
trying to
stuff.
say you got to give them 6 months' notice or something like
Yeah,
that before you
some shit
shut
like that.
down.
Oh, it had to be another grocery store open up in order for you to leave. You can just like if you lose money, you can just take off. No, you have to like, give like 6 months notice. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah, so that's why like, California is not a good place right now.
California, New York, mate. You wouldn't put money into both
Oh,
states, would you?
yeah, both states are. It's like, you know what? It's like I was telling Hollywood's telling predicting us to escape from New York, escape from LA. You know, it's like, okay, you know what?
I thought it was Escape from New York or Escape from Alcatraz. I
No,
thought
it's
that was the
both.
name of the movie.
No, there's another one called Escape from New York. You're actually from the city.
Okay.
Yeah, two of them.
Kurt Russell.
What do you think about the praying grandmother?
What's that about?
They went and got everyone they could who was on the property. They arrested people. They arrested a reporter who had, and convicted a reporter who had a permit to be there. So I'm not surprised they went and got an old lady who walked on the property and prayed.
Oh.
I'm not surprised.
I don't agree with it, but that's
No, but I don't think they
the
should have arrested a reporter who had permits to say, yeah, you can be here and set up. And they're like, oh, no, after the fact, we don't care.
right, because he wasn't a reporter from a network that they agreed with.
Exactly.
They didn't approve of the
Yeah.
network.
Owen Schroyer was the guy's name. He's being sued right now, too, by the way.
With the Blaze, right?
Yeah. And so wasn't Tim Pool Media, like Timcast, whatever he calls it, and Louder with Crowder
Okay.
for news coverage. So we'll see where that goes. But interesting, because these guys have been active for a long time without major lawsuits. Imagine if someone sued us for like our reporting, like we're not reporters.
No.
No, we just talk about the news.
Yeah,
Then
no, yeah,
what?
we are definitely
You get
pundits.
nothing from us.
Yeah. We barely can afford the podcast.
And every now and then I say, don't get your news from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime I talk about something I'm doing with money or I think is a good money making idea, I'm like, don't get your financial advice from me, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I got nothing else, Brian. What about you?
You saw that this former U.S. ambassador was admitted to being a secret agent for Cuba.
Yeah, he was already 1,000 years old and he got
But who
15
would
years
have
in
thought
prison.
there were still like people spying for Cuba even after all this time?
Well, this was years ago that he did it.
Okay.
Yeah, he is admitting it because he's dying and didn't want to die with it on his conscience.
Okay.
So he got 15 years in prison, which he probably won't serve a day.
All
I
right.
think that's our shit, Brian.
Okay. I guess I gotta share.
You didn't get ready for that one when I said get
Gonna
ready
share
to
your
wrap it
shit.
up,
You gonna
huh?
share your shit now?
We gotta pinch it off soon. Don't you worry.
Pinch it off? Okay. I'm working on
Anyway,
it. I gotta
anyone who's
find all the right shit here.
anyone who is interested in helping support the show, so we can have fewer goof ups and we can figure out what the fuck we're doing, feel free to shoot us a message, and perhaps we'll share a link to donate some money to us. Even $5 will help. We only need like $100 a year to pay our storage fees. Anything after that, we can use to actually like maybe buy equipment or software.
Yep.
Well, we could buy floppy disks and hold San Francisco hostage.
There you go. We give
Yeah.
an entire room full of 5 1/4 inch floppy drives
Yeah.
and upload one show, then have to delete all of them at once.
About to get some
That's
floppy.
some loud music there, Brian. Anyway, I think that's our shit.
You know it.
Like it. Is that it?